This is a CBC podcast. The English language is changing. When old ideas about English collide with our new Canada, expect the unexpected. Host Marielle Borelli takes to the street, the classroom, and the boardroom to explore our evolving language on Babbel. Listen online at cbc.ca/babbel.
We've been following the case of 22-year-old Shane Nelson. The Lower Sackville man became addicted to injectable painkillers, including OxyContin, about a year and a half ago. Well, now he's one of 300 people on the wait list to get into the methadone management treatment program at Direction 180, a Halifax addictions clinic. Some clients of Direction 180 have waited years on that list before receiving treatment. We spoke to Shane and his mother last week about their fear that help will take too long in arriving. After we aired that interview, Shane got a call from the Nova Scotia Department of Health offering help. Although the Nelsons were pleased to receive the call, Shane says he wasn't able to accept the offer. Here he is explaining why.
I got a call on Friday, it was, or Saturday, or And the guy from Addiction Services had given me an option to take bed and detox for a week. They just told me to come in for a week and to wean myself off, and they'd probably give me the methadone in there for the week that I was in. And then the nurses group were going to assess me and things like this. But, It takes 28 days, 20-something days for your brain to actually recover, right? And a week isn't enough, you know? I was under the impression that they were going, after a week of detox, they were going to get me right on to the program. But when I was talking to the guy from addictions, he just told me to go on detox and get myself off and then remain on the wait list. So it would have been pointless, right? It would have helped if I could have been able to get on the methadone maintenance program after the detoxing, right? But it's just no point. I've been to detox before for 13 days, and 2 weeks later, I was right back to where I was. And I'm just lucky that my doctor had given me a prescription for codeine and something else to help me wean myself down, right? Other than that, I'd still be using every day.
For more answers on why detox might not work for someone like Shane, CBC reporter Shayna Luck spoke to Dr. Bob Mullen. He works with the Opiate Replacement Treatment Program with Annapolis Valley Health in Kentville. Shayna asked how that differs from detox.
In our treatment program, the majority of our clients are on methadone. We do have clients that are actually not using any substance but do want to come in to the program on a regular basis to get some counseling and some advice on issues that they're having generally in terms of coping with their abstinence, but the majority of them would be on methadone. And so what we would offer them would be a period of induction where we slowly increase the dose of methadone until they're comfortable. So by that I mean they don't feel the symptoms of withdrawal and they don't have a lot of craving for their substance of abuse, which has generally been, as you mentioned, painkillers. But we're, you know, usually about 3 months at least before we get them into that phase where we're basically just maintaining them. It's different in that these clients they're probably not going to get off the methadone in a period of weeks or months. You know, they're likely going to be on methadone for a couple of years on average. Initially, a lot of these clients have problems with just the getting a bus ticket to get to the program or to get to the doctor, or you know, their lives are very disorganized, and sometimes that counseling is just simple life skills, like, you know, how do you go about dealing perhaps with the Department of Community Services to see if you can get some benefits, all of these kinds of things that are very practical in the early stages, because the drug use has sort of deprive them of a lot of those coping skills that they may have had at one time. So there's a lot of that going on. And then, you know, some of our counseling, too, is designed to prevent relapse so that, you know, we don't want to see people come off of their methadone and go back on the streets and start buying drugs again.
The young man that I spoke to, Shane Nelson, he seemed discouraged about the usefulness in general of a detox program for him, and he said he thought it was pointless. It he didn't think it would help him. What do you think of that?
Detox doesn't work for everybody. Let's face it. I mean, if it did, we wouldn't need to have opiate replacement treatment programs. So he might be right, but certainly detox works wonderfully for some people. What we need in addictions is we need a range of treatments, a range of options for clients.
That was Dr. Bob Mullen. He works at Annapolis Valley Health with patients who have addictions. Dr. Mullen added that he often finds the patients he sees are, like Shane Nelson, young people who could potentially have a productive future ahead of them.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.